The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, from the rooftop of the Rockies, it's Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn.
Hour three upon us, Backbone Radio. Thanks for being on board in Backbone Country. Make sure you check the podcast, backboneradio.podbean.com, also over at the Apple iTunes page, and also on 710 AM or 710KNUS.com. And I'll tell you what, I've been wanting to get to the Trump-Bartiromo interview, which was just epic this morning over on Fox Business Channel. Oh, it's so good. And Maria Bartiromo is, as I keep, you know, liking to point out, she is the best. And where's my Maria Bartiromo tribute song? I have this hiding right here. This is Joey Ramone did this. Yeah, yeah. Here we go, Joey.
I watch it every day.
Believe it, even the Ramones did a song about Maria Bartiromo and her sheer awesomeness. And I'll tell you what, how lucky we have been to have a major reporter with the skills, the credentials that Maria Bartiromo has been all over Spygate, all over Obamagate now, all over all of this stuff. She understands the hoaxes backwards and forwards, and she even gets all the great interviews with Devin Nunes. Go down the list, President Trump this morning. And I wanted to go through this, the biggest political crime in American history, and it's worse than we thought. This Judge Sullivan, his antics, as we just talked about with Father Hugh, his desperation there to try to prevent Barack Obama and Eric Holder from going down the tubes by jumping completely out of the Constitution. There is no legal defense for any of the things he's done to try to buy time to keep General Flynn under the cloud of guilt and suspicion. It just tells me that what we've been seeing all these years, the sheer desperation of Obama to try to spy on and set up and get President Donald Trump, his successor, the successor to Obama, thrown out of office, that these people know that they're not that far from the hangman's noose, that if Trump catches them, that they are cooked, they are toast. And that explains the Russian collusion hoax, zero. That explains the Mueller hoax, zero. That explains the impeachment that Pelosi and Schiff tried to run. They have been so desperate all the way along, and the mainstream media, implicit with all of the Spygate coup plotting Obamagate people, they're desperate as well. We have been treated to year after year of such extreme agitation against President Donald Trump, and we know why. And we're getting there. We're getting to the point where they are caught, as he said this morning with Maria Bartiromo. And without further ado, let's start going through this. I mean, we're starting to understand what we've been treated to. And by the way, you'll notice that CNN is out there saying, oh, they're obsessing over this Flynn thing. The conservative media is obsessing over Flynn and how this Russia thing was a hoax when we've got people dying from COVID all across America. See, CNN obsessed over Russia for years. And now they're like mad at us for like when the truth comes out, we want to like get to the truth of it. And now they're like, no, you can't talk about that. You have to talk about coronavirus. It's amazing. Let's get right to Donald Trump, Maria Bartiromo, this morning. Here's how they started.
It was the greatest political crime in the history of our country. If I were a Democrat instead of a Republican, I think everybody would have been in jail a long time ago. And I'm talking with 50-year sentences. It is a disgrace what's happened. This is the greatest political scam, hoax in the history of our country.
Well, it is the biggest.
And people should be going to jail
seen.
For this stuff. And hopefully a lot of people are going to have to pay. No other president should have to go through. And I'll tell you, General Flynn and others are heroes. Heroes, because what's happened to them, they weren't after General Flynn. They wanted him to lie about me, make up a story. And with few exceptions, nobody did that. There were many people. I watched K.T. McFarland the other day. I watched where she was knock, knock, FBI, you know, the FBI, okay? This was all Obama. This was all Biden. These people were corrupt. The whole thing was corrupt, and we caught them. We caught them. And what you saw just now, I watched Biden yesterday. He could barely speak. He was on Good Morning America, right? And he said he didn't know anything about it. And now it just gets released right after he said that. It gets released that he was one of the unmaskers, meaning he knew everything about it. So he lied to your friend George Stephanopoulos.
We caught them. They've been caught. And yeah, more flooding in the Biden basement. It's just amazing. There's just constant panic in the Biden basement with all of these things that keep coming out on him. Oh, sinking, sinking. Let's keep going. Maria Bartiromo and Donald Trump this morning.
Explain to our audience what this means, because, I mean, this is a serious thing. They are tracking phone calls. They were tracking a phone call of, I guess, Kislyak. And you're not supposed to.
I'll tell you what it means. Very simple. So even before I got elected, you remember the famous The Two Lovers, right? Strzok and Page. The insurance policy. She's going to win, but just in case she does it, we have an insurance policy. That means that if I won, they're going to try and take me out. That's all it means. Very simple. It's an insurance policy. So she's going to win. Isn't she, darling? Isn't she going to win? And you remember, very famous. That was a real getting that whole thing,
we
that whole
it.
Series of
We seek out the truth, Mr. President, on my show.
You have been unbelievable, but most shows haven't.
Oh, yeah. That is true that Maria has been unbelievable. I mean, we are in her fan club totally. When I offer apologies for that. But did Obama know everything? Did he? Well, listen to Trump say, oh, yeah, he knew. Obama knew. It's called Obamagate. Yeah.
The FBI said that they started the Crossfire Hurricane in July of 2016. But we know that there were informants running into your campaign associates as early as January, February of 2016. They would be Stefan Halper, Joseph Mifsud, Alexander Downer. Who organizes that? Would that come out of the CIA? I know that Stefan Halper made $1 million. I don't know what he was paid that $1 million for, but yeah,
they got paid a fortune. These guys got paid
just for
government
running into your
money.
Campaign.
Think of it, government money. They were interviewed. I don't know Papadopoulos. I never met even Carter Page. I never met this man. But they went after Carter Page because they thought he was a person in the campaign. I think he was on a committee, but I never met him. But they went after these people viciously, all because they wanted to hurt the president of the United States. They figure they'll either hurt him or they'll take him out. That would be the ideal. Comey is a corrupt person. But let me tell you, Brennan bad, they're all bad. Everyone, Clapper is, not smart guy in charge of intelligence. But here's the thing. It was impossible for it to happen without the man that sits right in that chair in the Oval Office. He knew everything.
He knew everything. Obama knew everything. And by the way, the coup plotters, not only were they plotting a coup, which has never happened before in this country, biggest political scandal and crime of all time. This has never happened. But they paid themselves to do it with your taxpayer money. They paid themselves with your money to plot the coup, ladies and gentlemen. Holy cow. Halper himself got like $1 million+ for his role plotting the coup, the confidential human source for the FBI. Why did Judge Sullivan do what he did? Why did he jump the shark? Well, listen to this one. It'll tell you why right here.
Do you believe President Obama directed the U.S. intelligence agencies to spy on you?
Yes, he probably directed them, but if he didn't direct them, he knew everything.
Once they
and
couldn't
see
find
that.
Collusion
By the way, excuse
evidence.
Me, you're going to see that when the papers came out. Remember the Lisa Page text to her lover saying POTUS wants to see everything? POTUS. They're not talking about me. I wasn't president. They're talking about POTUS.
I hope that is all making sense, that those are in the original text messages that somehow came out because Inspector General Horowitz found them, the Strzok Page lovebird text messages. POTUS wants to know everything. He's following everything we do. We got a report. past the seventh floor of the FBI. We got a report to the eighth floor. We got a report to the Obama White House. One last one before the break.
Well, there was a meeting on January 5th in the Oval Office. President Obama was there. Vice President Biden was there. Clapper, Brennan. And that's when the Logan Act came up. So should we believe that they were looking for collusion evidence? They couldn't find the collusion evidence. There was none. So they said, let's just use the Logan Act to take it down.
First of all, they snuck around White House counsel. They went to see a very unsuspecting General Flynn. He's a general. He's not a lawyer. They said, you don't need a lawyer. And they started asking him questions. And they probably brought up the Logan Act. And they probably scared the hell out of him. But let me tell you a little secret. They go knock, knock, and ask K.T. McFarland the way they knocked on the door, and many other people with Mueller. That whole thing turned out to be a total fraud. The whole Mueller investigation's a fraud. It was all part of the same deal. But they, what they did to General Flynn and others, you know, we know about General Flynn. You'll find out about others, too. What they did to these people is a international disgrace. And all over the world, they talk about it, because this is not America. And hopefully, the people involved are going to pay a big price, because it should never be allowed to happen again.
Oh, yeah. Let's call America on this. This is not America. The people who did this and paid themselves to do it got to pay a big price. Yeah.
News Talk 710 KNUS. News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Wanna believe, wanna believe that you don't have a bad bone in your body. But the bruises on your ego make you go wow, 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 yeah. Wanna believe that even when you're stone cold, you're sorry. Tell me why you gotta be so out of your mind, yeah. I know you're choking on your fears. Already told you I'm right here. I will stay by your side every night.
There we go, Halsey and Marshmallow. My kiddos like this one. So they said, I gotta play it again, and I just did. Yeah, welcome back, Backbone Radio. We are rolling through the Obamagate thing, and it is fascinating to me that Spygate has morphed into Obamagate. And I've said this, that this is the first time we've got an authentic and genuine glimpse into the soul of Barack Obama. All these years he's been on the national political stage, it's been all phony, empty platitudes, never a real moment. It's been always so orchestrated and telepromptered and caricatured and made up and fake. Did you ever feel like Obama was a real person, honestly? Did you ever feel like he was a genuine human being ever in all these years? I don't think so. And I think what we're finding is the first glimpse into Obama. We'll call it Obamagate. That is the first true and genuine glimpse into the soul of Barack Obama. And this is it. It is Spygate. It is Obamagate. And I submit to you that Obamagate is the inevitable outflow of Spygate, because Obama, what he did was in his... he's kind of got this natural liking. I think there's a fundamental human trait of his to like subterfuge and to like behind-the-scenes kind of maneuvers. And he has a real fascination, like using drones, drone warfare. He really liked that. Remember that? And he really is fascinated with the intelligence community and the powers of spying. Obama has always liked spying, the power that spying gives you. Yeah, he's always liked that. And so it makes sense that for years, Obama has been abusing the spy agencies and gathering information to increase his power. He's been spying on his political opponents for years. Go back to the IRS and so forth. And he built this out-of-control monster intelligence community, and it's only inevitable that he would turn it against President Donald Trump. Only inevitable. Obamagate is inevitable. Spygate is inevitable, the inevitable consequence of how Barack Obama ran his administration with his Brennan and his Comey and his Clapper and people like that. It was just bound to happen, and they could not let themselves get caught. They could not do so no matter what. That's why they had to get rid of Trump, get him impeached one way or the other, get Mueller on him, get the collusion thing on him, get Schiff and Pelosi in Ukraine on him. They had to make up everything. They controlled the media so much that they could actually think that they could get away with it and pull it off. But now they can't. And they can't let Flynn go free. And they had to squeeze Judge Sullivan, who was probably willingly squeezed. He likes to be squeezed by Holder and Obama. He squeeze me. That's what Sullivan likes. Anyway, listen to this. Trump caught him. He caught him. This is the last clip from the Trump Bartiromo interview this morning. Here we are.
Trey Gowdy on my show this weekend said that leaking classified information is a 10-year felony. We know that some of those people did that.
Well, Comey did, and other people
did,
too.
How involved was John Brennan?
Totally involved. He was totally involved. John Brennan was one of the architects, in my opinion. You look at Brennan, you look at Clapper, you look at them all. But ultimately, the president knew everything. The president knew everything.
Damn right.
President Obama and Vice President Biden, they knew everything.
So what can you
and
do
again,
about it? What if, can you do about
let
it?
Let me just tell you, if I were in that position, it would be a whole different thing. If this happened to Obama instead of to a Republican president, that's popular 96% in the Republican Party, but it's a whole different thing. If this happened to Obama instead of to me, you know what? Everybody would be in jail for years already, for years. It's a disgraceful thing. But we caught him in the act, Maria. It's a beautiful thing. And every day we're seeing more and more information come out. We caught him. And their guys are gone. They were guarding the fort. Comey and all these guys, they were guarding the fort. And once they left, it got easier and easier. And now it's like an avalanche of really bad. Call it treason, call it whatever you want.
I'll call it treason.
But they tried to take down a duly elected president of the United States.
They didn't care that 53 million people voted for you and wanted you in the office.
More than 63 million. Just so you understand that they got caught in the act. They never thought that was going to happen. And they got sloppy, where Lisa Page would text and send messages through service.
Yeah, they got sloppy. They left a paper trail, and Durham is bearing down on them. Grinnell is releasing all this declassified information, and we're keeping their heads ringing. Oh, yeah. And I'll get that little sound in a minute. I like where we're sitting. Do we have them in the bag? No, but we are really getting there, and there's a lot more to follow. There's a lot more. There's a lot more in store for these people. Oh, hell yeah. It's going to be so much fun. Hanging out at Backbone Radio these next several weeks. It's going to be a long, hot summer for the bad guys. To the phones, welcome Dave. Dave, you have a theory on Judge Sullivan, eh?
Yeah, that's brilliant, your analysis. I take a step further. The Durham goes to indictment, but that goes to D.C. to be tried, right?
Right. The grand jury pool in D.C., that is one little variable that could be tough.
Yeah, they're fervently anti-Trump because that's the swamp. That's the swamp creatures.
And the media goes out of their way to poison that jury pool by blanketing D.C. with propaganda.
And all they need is another Judge Sullivan, and he has an eye. I'd be surprised if any of them do time.
So you don't think we're going to get him?
I should, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be realistic.
Yeah. And we do have to be realistic, but I'll tell you what. I mean, we've had a lot of information come out, and there's no denying this info. But how does Durham get the indictments? Does he have to go through a grand jury? And I've heard people say, you know, you could have a grand jury not in D.C. You can have a grand jury anywhere. So,
oh, I'd love that.
Yeah, and Durham apparently does not cut deals, and he does not leak.
Oh, no.
And he's on the move. Yep.
Quick last point. They're all banking on a candidate Cuomo and a President Cuomo. That's their bang shot.
Okay.
I'm convinced of that.
Well, they might try it, but he's the guy that mandated nursing homes take the COVID patients.
Oh, I know.
New York has been a total disaster on this.
But
it ain't going to fly. Maybe Newsom.
They'll cover for him.
Well, yeah.
They'll cover for him all day. And if he gets in, he'll pardon them all.
Well, of course. If Trump loses in November, then that's the game plan for the left. They've got to sneak off the hook. They've got to get somebody else. They need the all-mail ballot. You see how critical it is for them to cheat in November? Because say they try to get Biden off the ballot. You know what a risky maneuver that is for them to even try that? You know, if it's not Bernie, because they don't want Bernie to be the guy that's on there. But if they try to sack Biden, and then not have Bernie be the one, they're going to really tick off the Bernie bros, and a bunch of their base is going to be like, what the hell? And plus, you're locking us up. I think it's a perfect storm that the Democrats are walking into right now. I'm really a lot more optimistic than a lot of folks. But, I mean, will we get these convictions? You know, I guess it's a question mark, but I feel good about it, better than ever.
They're like kamikaze pilots, and they don't think.
You mean the bad guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you get in kamikaze,
they were sloppy.
Mode, that's right.
They were very sloppy.
Okay.
They got caught, and they didn't think they were ever going to get caught. And now, now their worst nightmare is Trump bearing down on them. Their mortal enemy, Trump, bearing down on them with the goods. Evidence.
KNUS Denver, a Salem Media Group station. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710 KNUS.
First, steel guitars of the night from Graham Parsons.
100 years from this day, will the people still feel this way? Still say the things that they're saying right now?
Will they still be locked down? That's a question.
Everyone said I hurt you. They said that I desert you. If I go away, you know I'm gonna get back somehow.
Yeah, nobody sweetheart of the rodeo there.
What kind?
You can't beat those guys. Graham Parsons, man, I'm into him these days. Lost him way too young. I think he was like 27. He's part of the 27 Club. He's the guy who discovered Emmylou Harris. Ultimate credit for that one. Anyway, welcome back, Backbone Radio here. Off to the phone lines in a minute. But, yeah, we're rolling on through all this. And I'll tell you what, Brian Dean Wright, who I mentioned earlier, he's a Democrat commentator, but he used to be a CIA man. And he says, yeah, death penalty. He wants to see the death penalty for any of these coup plotters. If they're caught involved in some treasonous scheme to get the president thrown out of office, oh, death penalty. Oh, maybe that's why they're so desperate. Maybe that's why Sullivan had to jump out of the Constitution right there. Maybe that's the deal. But real quick, before the phones, China is like a big hairy deal here, and Trump is just gearing up to mow China down, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are so on the wrong side of China. Biden's been on the wrong side of China for 40 years. They've sold this country out totally. Okay? And Trump talked about that this morning. They've got evidence of this, did it come out of the Wuhan lab, the coronavirus? What do you think? A little intro here.
Breaking news this morning on a story that we have been following. A professor at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland has been arrested over his alleged financial ties to China. This just days after the FBI sounded the alarm on China's attempts to steal coronavirus research. A professor at the University of Arkansas was arrested on similar charges last week. And then in January, Harvard's chemistry chief was charged with failing to disclose that he, too, was being paid by the Chinese Communist Party. 2 weeks ago, Senator Tom Cotton told us that the CCP was trying in many ways to steal medical data from the United States to try and come up with a vaccine for COVID-19 before the United States. My sit-down with President Trump included this. We discussed IP theft and the pandemic's impact on his relationship with China and President Xi Jinping.
You're right. And Trump has a lot of evidence on China, and he says none of it looks good. For China, folks, the Chi-Coms, not one bit of it looks good. Mainstream media, Democrats, our own ruling class, keep on shilling for China. They're more on China's side than America's side, even on this as we're locked down in prison, for crying out loud.
Secretary Pompeo said that he has strong evidence that it did come from the virology lab. We've been reporting this every Sunday, by the way, from early on. You also said that you saw evidence. Can you tell us anything about the intelligence?
No, but we have a lot of information, and it's not good. But you know, the worst of all, whether it came from the lab or came from the bats or came, it all came from China, and they should have stopped it. They could have stopped it at that source. I call it the source. Right there.
Right there. China could have stopped it. They let people fly out of Wuhan into the rest of the world, but they didn't let Wuhan people fly into the rest of China. They knew what was up.
They made Should've a decision to allow it to escape its borders.
I don't know if they made the decision, but it got out of control. I think more likely it got out of control.
Senator Khan said that they didn't want the Chinese economy to contract 20% and the rest of the world to contract 2%.
So we were beating them very badly before this. We were beating them between the tariffs and other things we were doing. And we were going up, and they were having a very bad year. They were having the worst year they've had in 56 years.
He had Hong Kong protesters on the street,
too. And they weren't well, and even beyond that. And we were really doing well. And that is a theory. But here's what I know for sure. They didn't allow this whole thing. They didn't allow people to go into China, but they did allow them to go out to the world, including the United States. That's why Europe is a mess. That's why look at these countries. Russia's having a hard time. Everybody's having a hard time.
China screwed the world on this whole deal. And our own, again, our own ruling class has been making money hand over fist from China. They've been bought out. The Chinese Chi-Coms bought out our own ruling class. People like Biden and Hunter Biden. That's got to stop. It's going to stop right now, ladies and gentlemen. And more on that in just a minute here. Let's go to, is this Rich? Rich, are you still there? And Rich might not be there. Okay. I'm going to put Rich on hold right now, and let's switch over to line one. Is this the Ace Man?
Hey, Doc. As always, the best political commentary around.
Oh, yeah. Bless you. Bless you, man. What are you thinking of all this, Ace?
Well, the real story this week is in the unmasking and the media's lack of coverage. The media, if this was somebody doing something against Obama, it would be 24/7 coverage.
You know
it. As the president pointed out, Biden lied to Stephanopoulos on Good Morning America Friday, I believe it was. Said he knew nothing about the Flynn, knew nothing about the unmasking. Grinnell releases the unmaskers. His name is written on the list. He is complicit.
He's caught.
He is caught red-handed in the attempted Obamagate Trump coup. It is absolutely disrespectful to the American people that the media is not covering this. This is, hands down, the greatest political scandal ever, because the structure and basis of our republic is at risk here. If they can allow this to happen to General Flynn, to George Papadopoulos, to Casey McFarland, to the president himself, What can they do to you and I? I mean, if you don't like someone's political opinions, it's okay to spy on them. It's okay to have FISA courts lied to.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that's real power.
When does it stop? I mean, is this much different under the Obama administration than we had under the Soviet gulag systems? I mean, it's ridiculous. And for people not to see it as such, well, they've got blinders on and they're just not paying attention. That's why it's so imperative that people turn off the mainstream media, that they plug in to the backbone radios.
Exactly. Nothing is real out there in the mainstream media. It is a matrix. Everything you touch, everything that comes out of those machines is propaganda to control your mind. They have not covered any of this at all. We've covered it all around places, you know, right here, like this. And I'll tell you this. Trump is out there saying multiple times in this morning's interview, which I think you probably heard, that he caught them. They've been caught. They have been caught. Obamagate, Spygate, they've been caught. So how dangerous are these people? I mean, if they've been, and I might ask you, you know, are we heading into some kind of a dangerous time with these people? And what do you think? I've had a few callers tonight say, well, no one's going to go to jail. No one's going to actually do time for this. They're all going to get off. Where do you come down on that one, Ace?
I think that people will go to jail, because if it doesn't, the American Republic is lost, and they think that the president understands that the moment that we're at. I mean, they've already crossed the Rubicon, and if we don't beat them back, then the republic is lost, and we fall into, you know, dictatorships like the Roman Empire, and we can't afford that. So
and
I do believe
A.G. Barr has said that. He said basically that. This is not America. This can't happen in this country. And, you know, what Trump has gone through should not happen to another president. A.G. Barr has said that, and people say that Durham is a no-deals kind of guy that is tough as nails. We are relying on that guy, but so you feel like some optimism that there might be some people who actually do hard time for this.
I very much believe so, but I also believe that Trump understands the politics of this. He understands that the American people need to be slow walked into this information. They need to be woken up. And he is also timing this. This is exposed, in my personal opinion, that this will impact the election. And one of the reasons I strongly believe that the Trump election will make the Mondale-Reagan election look like that was close.
You're thinking landslide in November.
It's going to be probably all 50 states going for Trump and the Republic versus going to a dictatorship and socialism. Now,
so you don't think like the California lockdown is going to go over well with all those blue state citizens who are like locked up and cooped up, and Governor Newsom is like, it's for your own good, you got to stay home?
Seen videos of people at the beach there today in California defying some orders.
Yeah,
you see the videos of the people on the beach in Virginia,
coast to coast,
and the Carolinas. I think the American
people—they're done with it.
Are starting to give their unduly elected representatives in office the bird, and they're telling them what they really feel, that it's time for us to take back our freedom, and our freedom starts with a little bit of civil disobedience by going to the beach, going to a restaurant, going to a bar. Go into a grocery store without a mask.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that the Democrats will end up looking back on their lockdown extensions, their lockdown mania, as one of the most incredible political mistakes that any political party has ever made. And it is a political party thing. The blue states are locking down. The red states are opening up. And I don't see how they could possibly think that they locking down somehow hurts Trump. It hurts themselves, and that's the thing, is everything has backfired all the way along for these people on Russia and Mueller and all that. They got all the years of fake narrative, but where are they now, huh? Ace, what do you think?
The backfire only works, Doc, as long as programs like yours are on the air and the truth is disseminated to the American people. Keep up the great work. Keep up bringing the truth, the light to the darkness, and revealing these scumbags for who they are.
Oh, they are scumbags and worse. Ace Man, you're the wind beneath our wings out there. And you know what? You haven't missed much in an awful long time. And I think they're caught. And Trump was talking this morning that you're going to see more. Every week there's going to be more stuff come out, more bombshells come out. Their heads are ringing. Be right back.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710 KNUS.
When you strayed from the fold and there's trouble in your soul, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
Sacred song.
When your soul is lost in sin and you're at your journey's end, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
Sing along now.
Calling you,
calling you,
calling you,
calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
Oh yeah, all you gotta do is listen. And that's what helps gets us through times like these. Yes, as a caller said last week, we were under a lot of stress and a lot of pressure, this nation. Economically, spiritually, in terms of the virus, in terms of these gigantic scandals exploding all around us. And you know that prior song about 100 years from now? I mean, we are actually, I think, living through historic moments. These are moments that will be looked back upon in the history books, and I only hope that they are written well, and I hope we can win. I hope we just win this whole deal, and we are heading into President Trump's wheelhouse, ladies and gentlemen, on China, and he's got the goods on Spygate and Obamagate. All the right people are panicking. Clapper won't testify until he gets his vaccination. Oh, there's Clapper for you, the biggest weasel on the planet, that guy. At any rate, but one satchel after another. I mean, one thing we've got their heads ringing. I mean, Trump, his wheelhouse. Nobody is better at Trump. They're keeping their heads ringing. You remember this one? Got to keep their heads ringing. And that's what's going to be going on all summer long.
Keep their heads ringing.
And they're struggling to spin all this. You know what I mean? There's like these delays. I mean, stuff comes out from the satchel, and then there's like days where the mainstream media doesn't know what to do.
That's right.
And there's times where Twitter can't control what's trending. They're caught off guard. And by the way, I came up with a proper response of Backbone Radio to Judge Sullivan. You want to hear the Judge Sullivan? Judge Sullivan jumps the shark, and here's what I say. Oh, here it is. We got the volume up there. Here we go. Judge Sullivan, here's our response to you. Whoop, wrong one. There we go.
Come on, man.
How does that work, Father Hugh?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
And I'll just, we'll just pot that under. That's our response to Judge Sullivan, who just trashed the entire judiciary, who trashed the Constitution. Way to go, man. And by the way, what does Donald Trump say about China? How's he feeling disposed towards China right now? He doesn't really want to talk to those people. Let's hear this volume. We got that volume. Here we go. Here we go. No, I'll try that one more time. Here we go.
Have you spoken to Xi Jinping?
I have a very good relationship, but I just, right now, I don't want to speak to him. I don't want to speak to him.
Because, you know, Senator Cotton was saying maybe we should be limiting the amount of visas that we give to students who want to study things like quantum computing.
There are many things.
And AI.
There are many things we could do. We could do things. We could cut off the whole relationship.
Yeah.
Now, if you did, what would happen? You'd save $500 billion.
Sounds pretty good to me. Let's save $500 billion. Let's cut off China. See ya. Cut off China. Enough. Dealing with you, we got this virus. We're sitting at home, stuck in prison because of China, the Chi-Coms. How about let's just cut them off? We're losing money on that deal anyway. Yeah. Don't get me going on China. I guess I've already been going on China. At any rate, we've got Rich. Rich is back. Rich in Manhattan, our Manhattan ambassador. Welcome, Rich. What are you seeing?
Hey, Doc, first three little music things. You played Jailbreak by AC/DC?
Yes, sir.
I didn't even know they did a song called Jailbreak. The Jailbreak I'm familiar with is the flip side of Thin Lizzy's The Boys Are Back in Town.
Yeah, 1974 Jailbreak AC/DC. It's one of their first big hits. It's, like, awesome. And it fits the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And Halsey, you know, she picked her stage name. That's the subway stop where she was living in Brooklyn when she was a struggling singer.
I heard she's from New Jersey.
Yeah, but she was living in Brooklyn trying to make it in the music business, and the Halsey Street subway stop is how she chose her name.
Right.
And the third music thing, the Maria Bartiromo song, that was, I think, Joey Ramone's last release before he died.
No kidding. Yeah, I heard he was actually in hospital, and he was watching a lot of TV,
he
loved Maria. And you
did.
Can't blame him for loving Maria Bartiromo. You just can't even blame him.
No, you can't. Now, here in New York, Governor Cuomo said that the state beaches will be open for Memorial weekend. He didn't say if they're going to remain open for the whole summer. But today, Mayor de Blasio said the New York City beaches, like Coney Island, will be closed for Memorial.
Yeah. So how are New Yorkers responding to this lockdown stuff? I mean, is everybody are the streets empty?
It was actually on the front page of the Daily News where they showed a whole bunch of young people outside of restaurants because these restaurants, they can't make it on 30-40% capacity. So the city gave temporary waivers where they can set up on sidewalk dining. So it expands their the distance and the amount of tables that they can serve. And the people are out there in the parks. It was the last few weekends we've had good weather, 60s, 70s. The other day it was 80 degrees. People are all out there, mostly young people. Older people are staying in, but young people are out there. For the most part, they're wearing their masks, but they're not doing any of the social distancing. Now, the thing that I tell people about the distancing and the isolation stuff, the only way you could really have the isolation is also in your home. If you live with another person, you really have to have separate rooms. And when you go out of your separate room, your own bedroom, you really have to wear a mask if you're like in the kitchen with your wife or your kids or whatever, because you don't know. They go to the store. You don't know if they've been exposed and they could become a carrier. You just don't know.
But now, Rich, do you think, I mean, we talked about Virginia Beach, full of people, even though the beach is closed. Thousands of people out there. Same thing across California. Those beaches are full, even though they're supposed to be closed. Do you think the good New Yorkers are going to just, like, obey this quarantine stuff? I mean, you're already seeing, like, cracks in the dam, right?
Well, no, as I said, it's mostly young people who are out there because statistically they see, okay, maybe they'll get sick for a couple of weeks, but they're not likely to die. It's the older people that are worried about getting too close to a young person who's not wearing a mask and they might sneeze if they're near you. But look, hey, Doc, I won't even go on a subway or a bus because they keep saying, you know, if you touch a handrail.
I think that's smart. The subways are bad,
you
man.
Know, so and one of my doctors, he says, oh, you got to come in for a blood test, you know, and I'm like, look, I don't care if it shortens my life by 5 years in the long run, but I do care about if I get triggered to die now.
Right. And so you're laying a bit low. And I'll tell you what, it's the end of the show. I'd keep going if we could. But Rich, my man, you stay healthy out there in Manhattan. And real briefly, Lena, did you what? Quick point on vaccines.
Go to this website for news about vaccines.
And what's the website?
I don't know the name of the website, but it's the truth about vaccines.
Okay. Duly noted, Lena. Thank you for chipping in here at the end of the show. Until we meet again, saddle pals.
Goodbye.
It's been wonderful. We're feeling good. We're breaking out of jail. Be you back next Sunday.
We are better together. News Talk 710 KNUS Denver. The news now.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Sam Litzinger. Most medical experts say this is unlikely, but President Trump predicts sports will return in a big way in a few months.